We're up to Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the bottom. Three lines from the big lines. Yosef Rab Zeira Achori de Rab Gidl. The Yosef Rab Gidl Tamei de Rab Huna. The Yosef Eka Omer. Rab Zeira was sitting behind Rab Gidl, and Rab Gidl was sitting in front of Rab Huna. And Rab Gidl said the following. Tov lo hizkir shel Shabbos. If you forgot to say Ritzei, Omer Boruch Shanosin Shabbosos Lemnuchol Amo Yisrael Bi'ava La'osu Lebris Boruch Metadish HaShabbos. So we'll see that if you remember before you start the bracha of Atov HaNetiv, you finish Bonei V'Rachma V'Yerushalayim Amen, but you didn't yet start Boruch Atah Hashem, so then you say this special bracha, and we'll see also if you say it with Shemu Malchus or you don't say it with Shemu Malchus. But the way the Gemara says is Baruch Shanosin Shabbosos Lemnucha, not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. But we'll see this Machlokas Rishonim. In any case, you say this Nusach. Baruch Shanosin Shabbosos Lemnucha Lama Yisrael Bi'ava La'osu Lebris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Obernei Man Omra. So they said to Rab Gidl, who said this? So Rav Huna said to Rav Gidl, who said this? Amra Rav. So he said, Rav said it. I heard this name of Rav. Hadr Yossi v'Kamar. Another time he was sitting and saying the following. Tov lo hizkir shel yontif. Omer Baruch Shanasan Yomim Tovim Lama Yisrael. Simcha ulezikaron. Baruch Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim. Same idea. Right? If you forgot Yala v'Yavo, and you remembered, we'll see, before you started the next bracha, then you, what's it called, you say this nusach. Omer le man omra, Rav. So again, Rav Huna asked Rav Gidl, who said this? He told him Rav. Hadr Yossi de Kamar, Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. Omer Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh, Am Yisrael Zikaron. Right, and Rav Gidl also reported this, that if you forgot to Yala V'Yava on Rosh Chodesh, you also say this nusach. Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh, Am Yisrael Zikaron. Velo Yodana, Reb Zeira said, I don't remember, E Omar Basimcha, if he mentioned Simcha like on Yontif, Olo, or he didn't mention Simcha, right? Just Lizikaron, but not Lizimcha Lizikaron, like by Yontif. Olo, Elo Omar Basimcha, E Chasimba, Elo Chasimba. And I don't remember if he finished off Baruch, like by Mekadosh Yisrael Azmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodashim. I don't know if he finished off with a bracha, or he just said it without finishing off or not. Idi Dei, Idi Rabbe. Right? And I don't remember also if he said it in his own name, or he said this also in the name of Rav. This I don't remember exactly how he reported it. Rashi. The Yosef Rav Gidl the Komer Ta, Omer Le Rav Hunel Rav Gidl, Man Omra, Lo yadani Rav Zeira ka'amar la. Lo yadani I omer Rav Gidl l'zichron u'l'simcha. I lo omer l'simcha. The omra mishmei de Rav, I lo omra. And remember if he said this in the name of Rav, and he said simcha, and also I chasim ba, mekadish yisro v'rash echadashim, I lo chasim ba. I don't remember if he finished off the bracha or he didn't finish off the bracha. Okay. Gidl bar minyume havikoi kamed Rav Nachman, Torah Rav Nachman. So Gidl bar Menume was learning by Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman made a mistake, the Hadar L'Resha. And he made a mistake, meaning he forgot to say, what's it called, either Shabbos or Yontif or whatever, what he's talking about. It doesn't say what it's talking about. In any case, he left out Yala V'Yava, or he left out Ritzei. And he went and said benching again. So Omar Lei, my Tama Ovid Mar Hochi, why'd you do that? Omer Leid, Omer Abshila, Omer Rav, Tov, Chozel Rosh. He made a mistake. He left out something that's an Iker in benching, like mentioning Shabbos Yontif. You have to go back to the beginning. Aiv, Omer Avhuna, Omer Rav, Tov, Omer Borosh, and Asan. The Maisa, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You just have to say this special bracha to make up for what you forgot. Aiv, Omer Lei, Lav Itmar Alo, Omer Av Menashe, Bar Tachlifo, Omer Rav, Lo Shonu, Ela Shalo Pasach, Batov, Ametiv. Have a pasuk batova meitiv chozel l'rosh. That you only say that bracha, like we said, where you finish bonei v'rachma v'yishleim amen. You realize you forgot ritzei or yala v'yavo. You haven't yet started the next bracha baruch atah Hashem. Then you, what's it called? You say this special baruch shanasan shabbosos or whatever. But if you already started the next bracha, then you have to go back and say Shmon Esrei again, say benching again. Avo pasa batova meitiv chosel rosh. Omer Rav Idi bar Oven, Omer Rav, Rav Amram, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ta velo hiskel shal rosh chodesh betfila machzir nosav. If on rosh chodesh you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you have to say Shmon Esrei again. The Birkas Hamazon ei machzir nosav. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on rosh chodesh and benching, you don't have to say benching again. Omer le Rav Oven le Rav Amram, Maishna tefila Maishna Birkas Hamazon. What's the difference between tefila and Birkas Hamazon? Why by tefillah, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to say Shmon Esrei again? And if by what's it called, Birkas Hamazon, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't bench again? Omer le, af le didi kashili. I had the same question. V'she'il teler of Nachman, I asked of Nachman, v'omer li minei de Mar Shmuel, and he answered me in the name of Mar Shmuel, lo shmi'ali. I said, v'omer li minei de Mar Shmuel lo shmi'ali. I didn't hear this from Shmuel, my Rebbe. Let's figure it out ourselves, the difference between tefillah and Birkas Hamazon. Tefillah dechova hi machzir nosav. Tefillah, you have a chiyuv to bet, to say Shmon Esrei. If you didn't say it properly, you have to say it again. So if you yet left out Yalav Yavo, you have to daven again. Birkas mezona di boy achil, di boy lo achil, but on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat, right? Tosa says you don't have to eat bread, at least on Rosh Chodesh. You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to eat bread, Davka. So you could eat bread if you want. You don't have to eat bread. So it's not a chiyuv to Davka eat bread and to veg. Therefore, worse comes to worse. If you forgot Rosh Chodesh, so since that's not integral to Rosh Chodesh, the eating of the bread, therefore, what's it called? You don't have to repeat benching. Lach lo ochel ein machzir nosa. Ela me'ata shavosos liyom tovim delo sodi delo ochel hachinami di toy hodr. If that's the case, then Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you have to eat bread, you have to have at least two sudos, right? So lechor over there, you should have to bench again if you forgot Ritzei, or if you forgot Yalav Yavo, and you already started the next bracha, so you can't just say the special bracha, Baruch Shanos and Shabbosos, Lama Yisrael, you should have to bench again. Omer Le'in, yeah, Nechanan. The Omer, Rav Shila, Omer Rav, Toh, Chozel L'Rosh. If you talk of forgot Ritzei, or Yalav Yavo on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to, and you didn't remember till you started the next bracha, you have to go back and bench. The Homer of Huna Omer Rav Ta Omer Baruch Shanasa. I lechara, why should you have to say the whole benching again? Just say this special bracha Baruch Shanasa. So Mar says no. La Vitmar Alo, didn't we already say Lo Shanu El Shlo Pasa Batova Meit? If you only say that special bracha Baruch Shanasa, if you didn't start the next bracha Tova Meit. But once you started that next bracha, then you can't just say Baruch Shanasan. You have to go back and bench, go back to the beginning of benching. Okay. Ad kama. So let's. We have time. Yeah. Let's see what's here first, and then we'll go on. Okay. Okay. So we said now that if on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh even, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo. And Cholamoid with the same thing, and you what's it called? Remembered before you started the bracha of Atova Meitiv, so then you say special nusach Baruch Shanasan. Okay, if you started Atova Meitiv, right? Then you're considered what's it called that you're Mesiach Das from that bracha, and therefore you have to say benching. You go back and say benching. We'll see how much of benching you have to say. But Pashtas Rashi says you go back and say the whole benching again. You have to start from the beginning. The Ritva explains why, because only when you started the new bracha are you Mesiach Das in that other bracha. If not, it's like you're still in that bracha. It's like by Shmon Esrei. We said as long as you didn't take three steps back, weren't Mesiach Das in Shmon Esrei completely, then you don't have to go back all the way to the beginning. You go back to Ritzei or whatever, right? If you weren't Mesiach Das. It's the same thing over here. As long as you weren't Mesiach Das from that bracha of Rachim, so then, you don't have to go back and say benching over again. You put that special bracha in a special bracha with what's it called, mentioning Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if you already started the next bracha, then you were Mesiach Das from the bracha before, so you can't just attach something on now. You're finished with that bracha. And you have to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in that bracha of Rachim. And therefore, you're finished with Rachim. So now, you can't just attach on another Zecher, so you have to go and bench again. You have to start from the beginning of benching. The Chayodim says an interesting thing. He says that if you said just Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam El HaTov HaMeitiv, but you didn't say Hakel Avinu, Hakel. You just said those words, Tzilam Melech HaOlam. So he says you should now say Hanosein Shabbos Tov Oslamos Yisrael. Finish it off. You remembered as soon as you said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam that you forgot to say Ritzei. So instead of continuing on Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, now say Hanosin Shabbos Tov Oslamo Yisrael. You didn't say too much enough. And the Mishnah Brura says that he's mesupik whether you can do that or not. Since Lamaisa, when you started Baruch Atah Hashem, you had in mind that you're going to say Atova Meitiv and not Hanosin Shabbos. So you already may see Achdas from the Bracha, and therefore you can't just add something on, right? So therefore, the Mishnah Brura says you shouldn't say that mesupik, and you should bench again. Okay, Rashi holds that where you have to bench again, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Where you started Hatova Meitiv, you can no longer just add on that attachment. You have to go back and bench. Maybe you have to go back to the beginning of benching. The Ravid says that if you didn't finish Hatova Meitiv, you didn't say Tilal Yechasreinu, so you're still Osek in benching, just like by Shmona Esrei. You're still Osek in Shmona Esrei, as long as you didn't take three steps back, you didn't finish your Tachanunim, so you go back to Rachim. You say Rachim again, and you mention Shabbos. You don't have to go back and say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, the whole benching again. And the Rosh says, no, it's no Dimyon. Shmoneh Esrei, right, why do you go back to Ritzei? Because the last three brachas are considered like one bracha. So if you haven't yet finished Shmoneh Esrei, right, you're still Osek. In Shmoneh Esrei, you only have to go back to the last bracha, which is the last three brachas. Okay. But by benching, all three brachas are considered like one. So if you're going to have to go back, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. You can't go back to the third bracha. It's not something by itself. It's just like you don't go back if you forgot something in Sim Shalom or you forgot something in Moldim, right? You forgot Al Anisim, you don't go back to Moldim, you go back to Ritzei. Similarly, here you have to go back to the beginning of benching because the three brachas of benching are considered like one bracha. They're all considered like one bracha. That's what the Rosh says. And therefore, which anything that you have to, you made a mistake in benching, and you have to go back, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. However, the Prima Gaudim says, and the Mishnah Brura says, you only go back to the bracha where you were toeh, right? If you're still in the middle of benching. But once you said Hatova Meitiv, when it comes to Ritzei, or Yalaviyavo, they're already, you're considered, you finished benching, and you have to go back to the beginning. But if you forgot to say Bris Torah in No Delecha, you only have to go back to the beginning of No Delecha, not to the beginning of benching itself, according to the Mishnah Brura. Okay? When you have to bench again, so where do you have to start benching from? You start from Hazonis HaOlam, or you have to start again with a Mezumin. The Maisa now, it's like you didn't bench. So if everybody forgot, okay? So you have three people eating together, and they all forgot to say Ritzei. So now when they all go back, do they have to go back and Mivzaman again? Say, start from Rabosai Nevorech. Or no, Nezuman, you were Yotze. Just that the benching, you have to say again. So the Ritva holds that you have to be Mizaman again. You have to go back to Rabosai Nevorech. It's like everything is canceled, and you start from anew. And the Tur, the Mechaber, all say you go back only to Hazan, and Mezuman, you were Yotze. Mezuman, you were Yotze, you're not Mezaman again. The Ravid holds that this bracha, Baruch Asher Nosan, is without Shem U'Malchus. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nosan Shabbosos Le'amo Yisrael, but you say Baruch Asher Nosan, just like the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't mention Elokeinu Melech HaOlam or Hashem, just mentions Asher Nosan. So you say that, right? You don't say it b'shem u'malchus, and even though a bracha that doesn't have shem u'malchus is not considered a bracha, that's only a kavua bracha, not a bracha you're saying to make up something else. A bracha that's usually not said, it's only said b'di'evid in a time where you forgot something else, that bracha doesn't need shem u'malchus, and therefore you don't mention shem u'malchus. The Rashba holds that you do mention shem u'malchus, and that's what we paskin. You have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, right? And you also, Archosein, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Okay, the Rashbat says an interesting pshara. He says like this. He says, between the Ravid and the Ritva, whether you say Shem HaMalchus or you don't say Shem HaMalchus. the Ravid in the Rashba. The Rashbat says like this: if you didn't say Amen to your own bracha of Boni Verachmal Yushalayim, you only said Boni Verachmal Yushalayim, and you remembered you didn't say Ritzei, then you say Baruch Asher Nasan without Shemu Malchus, because it's a continuation of the bracha of Boni Verachmal Yushalayim. You didn't finish that bracha with an Amen, so you can continue on without Shemu Malchus. If you already said Amen to what's it called to Bonei Yerushalayim, then you say Baruch Atah Hashem. That's what the Rashbat says. The Levush argues, and he says that in any case, you always say what's it called Shemu Malchus. You always say Baruch Atah Hashem. The Tur, the Mechaber, also Paskin, you say it B'Shem, both on Shabbos and in Yontif, and you also Chosim Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. And that's what we do. We say it with a full bracha. Whether you answered Amen already to Bonei Verachim Yerushalayim, or you didn't answer Amen, you, what's it called, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Shabbosos Tovos, Le'amo Yisrael, La'osu Le'bris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. And on Yontif, you say the Nusach for Yontif. Okay. Okay, now, Tosus here brings down, what about Shalosh Shudas? Okay, he brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, had a suffix, whether, what's it called, whether you have to go back, and then, if you forgot, Ritzei by Shalosh Shudas. Why? Because there are opinions that say you don't have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas. You could be Yotzei B'Minei Targima. There are other opinions that say you do have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas. So, he's misopic whether you have to go back or not. And he says, but by a fourth Suda, if you happen to eat a fourth Suda, for sure you don't have to eat bread. You're not Mechuyev to eat a fourth Suda. So if you ate a fourth Suda on Shabbos, and you forgot to say Ritzei, you don't go back for sure. That's Tosus. The Ra'os says that even if you ate 100 Sudas, right, on a day that normally there's a Chiyuv to eat bread, so every Suda then becomes important. And the mentioning of Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, right, becomes important. Whenever there was an initial Chiyuv to eat bread, the entire day gets an importance, and every meal gets importance, that even if in that meal you don't have to eat bread, you still have to be Chosef. Okay, and you have to say benching again. That's what the Ra'os says. The Mechaber says that the halacha is like this. If you didn't start Hatova Meitiv by Shalosh Shudas, and you remembered you didn't say Ritzei, then you say the bracha, what's it called, Baruch Shanasan, just like on Rosh Chodesh, where you don't have to eat bread either. Still you say Baruch HaShanasan. But if you've said already Hatova Meitiv, you started Hatova Meitiv, then you don't go back and bench by Shalosh Shudas. Okay, if you forgot Ritzei, if you remember before Atova Meitiv, you say the special bracha. If you remember after you started Atova Meitiv, you don't bench again. The Magen Avraham says, however, where on Shabbos, on Shalosh Shudas, where you're going to say Baruch Asher Nasan, since you wouldn't have to say benching again, you don't say it with Shemu Malchus. You just say Baruch Asher Nasan, and you're not chosen. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and those things Shabbos is Tovos, Lama Yisrael, La'osu Le'bris, Baruch Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah argues, and you say it, what's it called, just like a regular Shabbos, just like regular meals, you end Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos also. It's not like Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Yontif, we'll see Rosh Chodesh is different. Not really, because where you said it, Yalav Yavo, in Rachem, so it's part of the bracha. That's why you have to say a bracha. When it's part of a bracha, so you mentioned the Haskara as part of a bracha, the bracha of Bonei Verachem of Yishalayim. That bracha goes on the Haskara. Where you're not saying what's it called is part of a bracha, you're saying it by itself, then you have to mention a bracha by itself. So you Yotze the bracha by itself, with the bracha Bonei Verachem of Yishalayim. Okay. Yontif. Most poskim hold that the first two sudas, night suda and day suda, that you eat on Yontif, you definitely, what's it called, have to say benching again if you forgot, and Baruch Asher Nasan if you remember before Atov HaMeitiv. But Shalosh Shudas, if you eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif, which you're not chayiv, you definitely don't do anything. You don't say anything. The Rashba holds that you don't go back on any Sudas Yontif, except for Leil Pesach and Leil Sukkot, where you must eat bread. Otherwise, he holds you don't have to eat bread at Sudas Yontif, right? And the Mechaber, Tosus, the Rosh, all hold that you have a Chiyuv to eat bread on Yontif, and therefore it has the same din as Shabbos. But the Rashba holds there's no Chiyuv to eat bread on Yontif, and therefore there's no chiyuv to go back. It's like Rosh Chodesh, and if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Yontif, you don't go back. We paskin, you do go back, at least for two meals. That's it. Okay, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't start Atov HaMeitiv, you say, Baruch Atov Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan Rosh Chodashim, La'amo Yisrael Lizikaron, and Baruch Mechadish Rov Rosh Chodashim. Okay? That's without Baruch Atov Hashem. And that's how the tour, what's it called, and the Ramah also hold. The Rosh brings down another Shita, that you do say Baruch Atov Hashem, but you don't mention Simcha. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, everyone holds that you, what's it called, you mention Hashem in the Psicha, but you don't, are not Chosei. So you say Baruch Atah Hashem, but you don't end with Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadish Yisrael, the Rosh Chodashim, you just say Baruch, Mekadish Yisrael, the Rosh Chodashim. If you said Yalav Yavo, Shabbos and Yontif came together, or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh came together, and you remembered to say Yalav Yavo, but you didn't say Ritzei, then when you say again, or you say the special bracha, you just mention Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh, because you're only going back. You said for Rosh Chodesh, so you don't have to say for Rosh Chodesh again. You just mention Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. And if you start Hatov HaMeitiv, then you go back. And then you say Yalav Yavo too. Because once you're benching again, you have to bench the whole benching. So you have to bench with Yalav Yavo. But if you just forgot Ritzei, and you mentioned Yalav Yavo, and you remembered before Atov HaMeitiv, you only say the bracha for Shabbos, not the bracha for Rosh Chodesh too. If you forgot Yalav Yavo and Ritzei, right, then the Hagos Maimoni and the Mechaber both say that if you say now the special bracha for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you only say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Anosin Shabbosos Tovos Lama Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, right? Le'osu Le'bris, and then you say Baruch Mekadesh Hashabbos. You don't add in Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, but you don't say Rosh Chodesh. Because normally on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget, you wouldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. You would just say Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael. There was really no bracha. So now that you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, you only mention Shabbos, but you start with Rosh Chodesh and only end with Shabbos. That's how the Mechaber says, and the Levush, and the Mishnah Berurah passages like that, that you are chosim with Rosh Chodesh too. If you forgot Yalav Yavo and Ritzei on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you remembered before Atov HaMeitiv, then you say the entire Nosach, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. You add that also, even though normally on a Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem. Since you're saying the Baruch Atah Hashem for Shabbos, you add in Rosh Chodesh too. If you mention Shabbos, but you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, right, then the Ra'ah holds that you don't go back at all. If you started Hatov, you don't go back at all, because Rosh Chodesh you don't have to bench again. And Mameli, since you said Ritzei, and you didn't say Yalav Yavo, it's just like you just, you didn't say Yalav Yavo, and you already started Atov HaMeitiv, you don't go back and bench, because Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat bread. The Rashba, that's what the Ra'ah says, the Rashba and the Tur say that you do go back, because that meal, you have to eat bread. In other words, it's Shabbos, on Ranoma Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat bread, so you don't have to go back. But on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you had to eat bread, because of Shabbos. So now, even though for Rosh Chodesh you didn't have to eat bread, but you had to eat bread at that meal, and you didn't say Yalav Yavo, even though you said Ritzei, you have to go back, and the Shulchan Aruch Paschus L'maisa, that you don't go back, Sofik Brachos L'Hakim. So in that situation, where you said, Ritzei, you didn't say Yalav Yavo, even Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back and bench if you started Hatov HaMeitiv already. Okay, let's go on. Ad kama mezamnin, how much do you have to eat to be able to say Birkas Hazimun? Lemeimra de Reb Meir choshev le kezayis Reb Yehuda kebeya. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Meir, you have to eat a kezayis, and according to Reb Yehuda, you have to eat a kebeya. Lo ha'ibcha shaminin lu, we hear differently, the opposite. Disnan v'chein mishiyotzim yishalayim, v'nizko shoye b'yodo basar kodesh. Right? A person, what's it called, is Erev Pesach, he's going to make a bris milah. Or to what's it called, and he remembers that he has chametz in his house. This is what this is going on. Look at Rashi. Mishiyotzim Yerushalayim. Le'el minei mairi haholich lishchodesh pisco. A person's going to Shech Korban Pesach. And he remembers he has chametz in his house. V'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz v'sof v'esof. Im yochel lazer levayir v'lazer lemitzvah so yazer v'yavayir. If he has time to go back and burn the chametz and then go to the Yerushalayim and be makir his Korban Pesach and he won't be late, then he should go back, burn the chametz, and go back to Shech Korban Pesach. The imlav, he has no time. If he goes back, he'll miss Shechitas Korban Pesach. Then yivatul b'libo. Then he should yivatul the chametz in his heart, right? And since meikar adin, that's enough min haTorah to be yotze bitul chametz with mental destruction. So with the evit, since he won't be able to be Shech Korban Pesach, right? That's enough. The chayim mishiyosu mishalayim and iskar sheish b'lam basar kodesh. The nifsal b'yitziyosu chutz l'chomet. Guy remembers he has in his pocket a piece of meat from the carbon. Once he left Yerushalayim, the meat becomes possible. You have to burn it. So the shaila is now where you should burn it. The chatchila, you have to burn it in the mikdash. Right? It's a special place for burning basar kodesh. But if you left already, right, then there weren't matriachim to go back, you burn it. We'll see where you are. Sim ofer tzufim, makom shiyochel liros beis hamikdash. If you were past Sufim, a place where you could see the Beis HaMikdash, you pass that place, right? So then the halacha is, it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is Mashma, there's a place called Sufim from where you can see the Mikdash. That was a special place. And what's it called? If you pass that place, then you burn it where you are. The imlav choser v'sorv l'fniyabir. If not, you go and burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. They have a special place for burning kodesh, me'atzi amarocha, and you use the wood that was set aside for burning on the mizbeach, that wood. Tosas says, sofim, Tosas, Rashi and Psachim says, a mokum sheshmot sofim. Tosas says, no, it's because if it would be that place, it should say, then if you're going in another direction, anything similar to that distance, like it says by other things, right? But Tosfos says what Sofim means, any place where you can see the Beis HaMikdash from that place, that's called Sofim. But Rashi learns in Psachim that it's a special place called Sofim that was in one direction outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Ad kama chozrim, how much do you have to go back for? How much basar kodesh do you have to have in your pocket that you have to go back and burn it? It's chashiv enough to go back to burn it by the Beis HaMikdash. Remeir omer zev zev kebeya. Both chametz and basar kodesh is a kebeya. If you have more than a kebeya of more of chametz or a basar kodesh, then if you have time, you have to go back to burn the chametz and you have to go back to burn the basar kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zev Zev Kazayas. If you have a Kazayas of Chametz, you have to go back, or a Kazayas of Basar Kodesh. So we see Mamish the opposite. Here they say you have to bench what's Choshuv. Rabbi Meir says a Kazayas is Choshuv. And Yehuda says a Kabeya is Choshuv. And here it's the opposite. Rabbi Meir is the one who says a Kabeya is Choshuv enough, and Rabbi Yehuda says a Kazayas is Choshuv enough. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlepes Hashita, switch it around. In our Mishnah, switch it around. And say that Rav Meir holds you have to bench only with a kebeya, and Rav Yehuda says you have to bench with a kazayas. Abaya omer lo omer sepul. Don't change and switch it around. Hacha bekroy plige. And here they're arguing with psukim. Rav Meir savar v'yochalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia. V'achila v'kazayas. Rav Meir holds when it said v'yochalta v'savata, achila means eating, and svia means drinking. And therefore, eating is a kazayas. So if you eat a kazayas, you have to bench. Okay, Pashas is only Durabon, it's an Asmachta. But it's Asmachta that Achila, right, the minimal to eat, to bench is a Kazayas. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yochalta V'Savat, Achila Sheish Basviya. The Yochalta V'Savat is going on eating. And you have to eat enough to be full. That's a Kabeya. Vez is a Kabeya. Kabeya, you don't eat less than a Kabeya is not filling at all. A Kabeya already is minimally filling. So when it says v'ochalta v'savata, you need more than a regular achila v'kezayis. You need a kadeya to be able to veg. Samar says hasam v'svara plige. But over there, they're arguing v'svara. Here, there's a pasuk that tells you that either a kezayis is enough or a kadeya is enough. Over there, the opposite is true because the svara is the opposite. Rav Meir Sover chazaraso ketumaso, matumaso bekebeya, af chazaraso bekebeya. That you, the same thing that when an ochel can only become tame if it's a kezayis. So, that's machlokas really. But in any case, from here the Gemara is mashma that it becomes tame a kezayis, or it can only be tame other things if it's a kezayis. Whatever. But by tuma, you need a kebeya for tumas ochel. And therefore, the same thing goes for going back. Just like the tumah depends on a kebeya, so to burning it back in the Beis HaMikdash depends on a kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda sover chazaraso kisura. You have to go back for when it's asur. Ma isura bekezayis, just like the isur is a kezayis, right? Af chazaraso bekezayis. So too, you have to go back for a kezayis. Okay, Rashi. Zeveze chametsu basur kodesh, chazaraso ketumaso garcina. Shir chazaraso keshir tumaso. Midi the choshev linyan tuma choshev zele in chazara. Just like by tuma, a kebeya is significant in tumas ochlin in some way, right? Either that it can't be makabel tuma with less than a kebeya, or at least it can't be metame other things with less than a kebeya, and therefore that's what's significant. Legabi baser kodesh, and mainly they made the same halacha with the chazara of chametz. Okay. Rashi learns before that the machlokis is only legabi zimun. How much you're mizamin, because that's what the Mishnah says. Ad kama mizamnin, not ad kama mevorchin. So Rashi learns that where there's a machlokis, that you need a kebeya, is only for birchas hazimun. That if you ate less than a kebeya, you have to bench, according to everybody, Masha from Rashi. In other words, benching is bekezayis, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Zimun, that's choshev enough to make a mezumin, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a kadeya. That's Rashi Shita. And Tosfos says the machlokas is Zimun and also the etzem chiyuv birkas hamazon is the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't bench with less than a kadeya, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir holds you bench with a kezayis. And that's how we pass the Lamaisa. Tosfos says this machlokas is only drabonin. Benching with a kezayis or a kebeya is only drabonin. But in order to have to bench midaraisa, you need svia gemura, be completely full. That which Gemara says a kebeya is filling means it's minimally filling, but that's not really being full. Tosa says, therefore, that min hatori only chayiv to bench if you mamish are full. That was what Gemara said before. Right? I said v'yochalta v'savata, and their medakdek the ad kebeya ad kezayis. Masha, that's only the rabbanan. They're machmir, but min hatori only have to bench if you're really full completely. Okay, the Ramban, the Raiva, the Rashba, and the Uraim argue, and they say that they're arguing over here din d'oraisa. And they argue on the Gemara before. The Gemara before that says that Kebeya and Kezayis is only d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir argue on that. And they say, you have to bench min ha-Torah if you ate a Kebeya or a Kezayis. And the Uraim says a different shot in the Gemara. Medaktikim doesn't mean they're machmir. The medaktik to do more than the Torah. Medaktik, it means the medaktik in the pasuk. I said v'yochalta v'savata. You could understand that to mean when you're completely full. But they were medaktik in the pasuk and explained it that you don't have to be completely full. Just have to eat a kezayis or a kebeya. So it's shot in the pasuk that kezayis and kebeya, according to the Ramban, the Raiva, the Rashba, and the Uraim.
If you didn't drink anything.
What?
If you didn't drink.
No, we'll see. In any case, and Uraim holds it even a chatzi shir, a chatzi kezayis, chayim in the rabbanim. So according to the Ramban, the Uraim, even if you ate less than a kezayis, you're chayim in the Rabbanan. If you ate a kezayis, you're chayim in HaTorah. And the Maisa, we hold not like that. We hold that a kezayis is only the Rabbanan. Less than a kezayis, you don't bench at all. And kedei sviya, meaning you're full completely, that's min HaTorah. Okay, how much is considered shir sviya? The Chinuch says it depends on each person. Whatever you're normally filled up with. An old person, a child's meal, it could be smaller, right? Kidei Sviya could be smaller, even less than a kebeya. And you could be chayim min ha-Torah if you're filled up on that, right? But it could be less than a kezayis, is not the case. Lamaisa, but if you normally eat a big meal, and you're not full until you eat a lot, then you're not chayim to bench min ha-Torah until you eat a lot. So each thing depends on the person himself. the Rambam, the Rif holds, like Rav Meir, that Yechayev Bekezayis, at least Mid Rabbanan. The Rambam also paskins that you're only Chayev Kedei Sviya Min HaTorah, Mid Rabbanan Bekezayis. The Raiv Itaka holds that you're Chayev Min HaTorah Bekezayis Okadeya, paskins like we said before, the Rambam, the Yireim. And the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa paskins that Kezayis is only the Rabbanan, Min HaTorah is only Kedei Sviya, right? And the Memela, the difference would be, if you didn't know if you benched or not, you weren't sure, should you bench again? If you only had a Kezayis, according to those who hold that it's Min HaTorah, you have to bench again. According to those who hold that it's only the Rabbanan, you don't have to bench again. And that's how we paskin. The Ramah brings down the Shita that Kezayis is also Chayim Min HaTorah, but Lamaisa, we're not Choshish for that. We don't Suffik Brachas L'Hakol, and you don't bench again if you only had a Kezayis. The Chinuch says that if you ate a Kebeya, you're Chayim Min HaTorah, because he holds that that's Kedei Sviya, like the Gemara's Mashma. But if you only ate a Kezayis, you're only Chayim Min HaRabbanan. We don't hold like that either. Even if you ate a Kebeya, but you're not completely full, it's only the Rabbanan. Until you're completely full, you're not Chayim Benjamin, except Min HaTorah. Now, if you ate, you didn't drink, but you wanted to drink more, but you didn't drink, then what's it called? Could be your Chayim only Mid HaRabbanan, because it says V'yochalta V'savata. You have to have, Kedei Sviya means also drinking. So if you wanted to drink and you didn't drink, so you weren't full, you were full from eating but not with drinking, then you're also only Chayim Mid HaRabbanan. The Ritva holds that each one's separate. Achila and Shtia are separately, and therefore, what's it called? If you ate and you're full, you're Chayim Mid HaTorah to bench, and if you drank without eating and you're full, you're Chayim to bench also Mid HaTorah Alamichya. Right, for a yayin, right? You drank yayin, which is mezin. The al hagethin, if you drank to be full, the Ritva says is Min HaTorah. The Ramah says, therefore, if you have somebody who ate and drank, since there's a shita that holds without drinking, if you wanted to drink, you're not full from the drinking, just full from the eating. You're only chayim Mid HaRabbanan, right? But if you ate and drank, you're chayim Min HaTorah. Then if you have two people, one ate and drank, and one only ate, then the person, and one has to be motzi the other one, the person who ate and drank should be motzi the one who didn't drink, then vice versa, because since there's a shita that holds that the one who ate and didn't drink is only chayim Mid HaRabbanan, whereas the one who ate and drank is chayim Min HaTorah. So you should be choshish for that when you can. But mikra adin, the halacha is, unless you, if you ate and you're full, even if you didn't drink, you're chayiv pashas Min HaTorah, and, if you weren't full, okay? Even if you ate and drank, but you weren't full, you're only chayim Mid HaRabbanan.